Oh, is it?
I'll reread it because I read it probably the weirdest I've ever read it. If you want to make progress, put up with being perceived as ignorant or naive in your worldly matters. Don't aspire to a reputation for sagacity. I have no idea what that word means. Hold on. We're going to quickly check what that word means. It means the quality of being sagacious. What does sagacious mean? Oh, intelligent. Okay, so don't... If you're worried about your appearance stopping you from growing, don't do that. Okay, you don't have to impress others as somebody. If you do impress others as somebody, don't altogether believe it. You have to realize it isn't easy to keep your will in agreement with nature, as well as externals. Caring about the one inevitably means you are going to shortchange the other.
Yeah, and that's a tough one because a lot of people struggle with just being themselves, you know. But again, that's kind of why we're going out.
Yeah, I think there is a fear of looking stupid for asking questions or growth opportunities.
100%. And I don't know where that fear comes from, but it's pretty deep down. And I hope to, honestly, I think I tell myself that I'm coming out to door-to-door to make money and like challenge myself. But I think long-term goals, if we're talking some pure goodness in this world, I think the main reason I'm coming out is to build enough capital and power in my own self-belief that I have the influence to influence other people and break themselves out of that shell, to take that quote.
Like who? Who comes to mind?
You know, some of my best friends, I think, you could do. There's other kids I know just like me that have a drive to be something great, and I just want to provide an opportunity like that to someone, just like my wise mentor Zach Kornfeld gave to me.
Zach Kornfeld. For those of you who don't know, Zach Kornfeld is legend of the game. He's probably right now, what do we think he's doing right now?
He's probably sleeping, but he's dreaming about something great.
The kid never sleeps. He's very close to going dark mode. He's a dog, to quote the landing pad. They probably say that. They probably said that like 1,000 times.
Hey, so Harry, I got a question for you, buddy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what's up?
I'm flipping the scripts here. You have any last things you want to get done before you go dark?
Before we go dark mode for the summer, before there's no turning back. Actually, okay, let me think about what I want to get done. I think I want to finish the school year, but like that's like, you know, that's like BS baby stuff. Like, who cares about that? I'm going to clutch up at the end. I think what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to hammer in some last lifestyle changes, and particularly when it comes to mental, I'm really trying to, because I have an issue where my mind goes too fast a lot, and if I don't specifically try and intervene, my internal dialogue, my self-reflective thoughts, what they end up being is just too quick to grab onto, to latch onto, and I kind of go on, you know, zone out, low autopilot mode, and I don't really have I'm not really in control consciously of my, like, internal dialogue. So what that ends up happening is it makes me forget stuff. It makes me act not on pure reason alone, but by, like, automatic reflexes to different situations. So my goal of these few weeks, and then also in life in general, setting up habits so that particularly in the mornings when I start off, when I wake up, I'm not worried, or not on my phone. I'm setting a good standard in the morning by listening to myself, not getting impatient and forgetting about, like, trying to be in the moment, and trying to, if I notice that my mind's like racing or that I'm not in control of what I'm thinking about right now, trying to latch on to something that just popped into my head and then pondering more about it. And what that does, and what I've had the experience in the past and in different times of my life, is is like really creating a habit of learning from the way that I feel and taking more stock of like what my emotions or mental state are, because the thoughts that I'll have quickly, like in my internal dialogue that I'm not so much in control, are reminiscent of like how I'm feeling, or usually tend to be like what's stressing me or what's on my mind, or if I need something to change, or if I'm happy with something or something like that. So putting putting conscious thought and then reasoning on it will help me get a better sense of where I'm at and what needs to change quicker. And it makes growth and changes that I want to make in my life more obvious and then easier to implement. So yeah, really hammering that down before the summer starts.
The present mind.
Yeah.
Tough topic.
Yes.
You bring up that you want to change some things about yourself. What exactly is that?
Some things that I want to change. Well, I think one thing that's very important to me is, wait, hold on. This is, before we go any further, this is WMFO in Medford 91.5. This is your host, Howie Charlin. We're actually from the 4 to 5 a.m. slot, but it's 5 a.m. We're keeping it going because no one comes into the studio this early. But going back to Nadav, we're with Nadav on the phone. Nadav, the question was, what am I trying to change by being more present in my mind? All right, trying to be more present in my mind. I'm trying to change. Okay, so it's an important thing to me to be nice and to be opening and inviting to people and to make people think, feel like I both listen to what they have to say, can offer them stuff to also exchange in our ideas during dialogue, and to be, yeah, known as a person who is nice. So when I am not present and I'm having automatic thoughts that aren't so helpful in that goal, I get kind of anxious socially sometimes. Maybe I overthink a situation, or I let my fear of being perceived as X, Y, or Z come over concrete actions that I know will be nice. Because we're all really smart in general, people. If you remove other motivations from your life or from your thinking and try and find an answer, most of the time you're going to be able to find an answer pretty easily. There's not so much in life that is really, really difficult. The things that are truly difficult to find an answer to usually come from past actions where you messed up or you didn't act right in. But if you maintain a level of thinking consciously about your actions and then doing it, then you won't, on average, be led to stuff that's truly difficult. So in being nice, and when I'm present, not letting myself go on autopilot mode with the way I interact with people, I can remember that I'm trying to make, by talking to people, I'm trying to make them feel happy, I'm trying to make them feel listened to, I'm trying to make them feel good, offer them some friendly advice, be someone they could be someone who they could talk to, and that's definitely an example.
Mm. Any? It's really hard to stay present 24/7. But there's this great course online. I don't know if your audience probably knows. He's a great guy.
Who?
Sadhguru.
Sadhguru.
It's a $100 course on his website. He teaches about the present mind.
Damn, you have that?
I don't know, but my good friend Kobe Torntub.
Where's he getting $100 from?
He invested the money and came out a new man. So to speak. But anyways, I think the present mindset, it's something that's really hard to control 24/7. Obviously, there's things to do. Like, I'm sure you're meditating, right? Trying to calm the mind and those thoughts. But you ever think that, do you ever feel that trying to be so present and trying to serve other people so nicely almost is taxing on you and bring it to yourself in?
Well, Nadav, let's bring it back full circle. What were you saying earlier about being the best version of yourself, striving? You know, we got one life. What life would we be living if we were trying to not be tired or trying to take the easy way, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
We're all.
I have to stop that every day when I wake up early. You know, my girlfriend thinks I'm crazy because I'm pushing myself, and you know, sometimes I get stressed out, but it's only because I want to do what's best for me, and sometimes that's not the easy road.
Yeah,
I get where you're coming from.
I can remember definitely at the beginning of okay, wait, hold on. Before I go any further, last week I said I'm done talking about the C word, the C-19 word, which I am because it's not real and it's not happening anymore. But at the beginning of quarantine, I was really not, like, really a slob, lazy. This was when classes went online during senior year of high school, but I was,
yeah.
My mom, she always tells me, like, if I'm, I don't know, sometimes she would come and wake me up, you could sleep when you're older, is something that is ingrained in my head from my mom telling me a bunch. So that's definitely something that I keep with me, that I'm not saving it. I'm not saving energy for anything, you know?
Yeah. While you're young. How much are you sleeping these days, Harry?
Well, I went to sleep at... Oh, yeah, I went to sleep at 6:30 last night. And, wow. We're fired up, ready to go. Yeah, I had water polo yesterday. I was absolutely exhausted, so it was pretty easy to pass out. And I didn't really sleep so much Saturday night.
That's good. You're in a big game?
Yeah, I dropped 5 goals on Northeastern. Plug to me. Actually, they were pretty good, but I had some... I think I had the most goals on my team, but you know, we say that bluntly. We're the stoic bearer of blunt news, and we stay humble with it. Nadav, any final words as we wrap up on this morning? Anything you want to leave with the people? A message of hope, a message of inspiration, a message of, I don't even know, you the floor is yours.
Yeah. So. One thing I learned recently also from my mentor, this is kind of it's almost a pet peeve of mine, so to speak. I didn't realize how much it bothered me until it was said. But victim mentality is definitely something that I think is very common in our generation, in our society. And it's an issue because instead of using adversity to drive you and fuel you to move forward, people use it as an excuse to not. And people our age don't see the bigger picture and don't see what that path leads you to. And the path of victim mentality is not one of success or growth. And I think that's terrible. And I seek to inspire others to push themselves in a new direction. Yeah,
beautiful. I recently, I don't know, in the last month, my mantra, my mantra used to be just do it. When I wanted to do something uncomfortable or something was uncomfortable, I'd say just do it. But for now, my new mantra, or something I'm always trying to say to my head, especially when I wake up and maybe I want to complain or something, is just saying I am not a victim over and over again, in my head. And then usually that's right before I had to hop into a cold shower, but and I'm like, oh, why do I have to do this, blah, blah, blah. So then I just go, yeah. I am not a victim, I am not a victim, I am not a victim. And then we take the plunge.
I'm not a victim. Love that.
All right, that's how we'll end this morning. To all you non-victims out there, to us, me, Howie Sharlin, a non-victim, Nadav, a non-victim. Nadav, thank you very much for coming on. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Howie. You made my day.
Yes, great start to the day. You as well. And we'll let's eat this week.
Yes, sir. Get at it.
Yes, sir. All right.
Dialed.
Let's get friggin' dialed. Nadav, thank you very much.
No problem, Howie. Thank you for having me.
All right. Peace out. All right, folks, this is the end of the show. It's like 15 minutes past my allotted time slot, but who cares? We're done here tonight. To everyone out there, enjoy yourself, enjoy your day, enjoy your week. sending you some good energy. Hopefully me and Nadav got you hyped. Remember, none of you guys are victims, and we are all you know, you make your bed and sleep in it. So let's make our bed extra special today, folks. Thank you very much for listening. I'm your host, Howie Charlin. And yeah, sweet dreams. Or don't go back to sleep. Have a great day.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her. Play along with the charade. You know I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
say that my love is wrong. Moments.
secret to the other side, as if what lived had died. But my feet still hold her stand. My
America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's to falling on your face, getting back up and winning the race. Here's to taking it to extremes, never losing faith in our crazy dreams. Here's to having no fear. Here's to right now, right here.
Here's to the nights we won't remember, with the friends we won't forget. May we think of them forever as the days that were the best. May we make some noise together, make a beautiful mess, and say we did it all. Oh, 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 oh.
Here's to reaching for the stars, hanging out in castles or hanging in the yard. Here's to leaving no foolish deed undone, moving to the beat of our own crazy drum. Here's to living out loud. Here's to right here, right now.
Here's to the nights we won't remember, with the friends we won't.
Beautiful mess. future. A future for you and me. Now some dudes talking a rug, like it's trying to sell a car, like some old school kind of a biker, selling a ticket to the stars. I know jive when I see it, and I'm looking at it now. Got enough bling and enough light to string to stare around the town. I'm doing all the hard work. You're trying to get the profit. Then you stick your foot in the door. Keep it open with your tricks. Start a rumor, offer your story. Anything that'll light the wick. But you won't do the time, cause it ain't aligned with the way that you operate. You just sit back till the hard work's done and you find yourself an opening. So you can slide in and take the cake.
91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hand is shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
I was thinking about you crossing southern Alberta. Canola fields on a July day, about the same chartreuse as that 69 bug you used to drive around San Jose. You never knew where my old white Lincoln might take you. Party on wheels with suicide doors. Bring the kids and the dogs and your grandma too. We always had room for more. Till that white knuckle ride back from Santa Cruz, second best surfer on the Central Coast, had you wrapped up all the way back to Los Gatos, and I could have cut his throat. And it wasn't like we were a knife. Adam to start with, it had no basis in fact. But the whiskey could push me to sudden extremes. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about that. Take my hand, Marine. Take a death grip on some part of me. Keep me from drifting far out to sea, or I'll be lost out there. We all filtered away with the days getting shorter, seeking our place in the greater scheme. Kids and careers and a vague sense of order, busting apart at the seams. I heard you switched coast, moved in with your sister. I doubt you'd have called it familial bliss. We met up in Brooklyn before it went hipster. You carried your keys in your fist. Then away back corner of a crosstown bus, we were hiding out under my hat, cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. You can't be young and do that. Take my hand, Marine. Take a death grip on some part of me. Keep me from drifting. I was thinking about you crossing southern Alberta. Canola fields at harvest time looked like tumbleweeds all raked up into rows and brown rusty contour lines. There's not much moving on a romance radar. Not that I'm craving it all that much, but I still need to feel every once in a while the warmth of a smile and a touch. Back corner of a crosstown bus, we were hiding out under my hat, cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. 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 Take my hand.
Dear friends of Monday morning,